Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Scott Satterfield is the only hope for the University of Louisville athletic program. If that's your only hope, y'all in trouble.
Oh,
I mean, you all are in trouble.
And James Strebel.
That dude's your only hope? Ugh. Ugh. Just wait for Monday. Then they'll be like, we have no hope. None. We're screwed.
Poor Mark Ennis, too.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You all right over there?
Okay, sorry. I heard static. That's
I did
not
too,
good. Oh, you heard that too?
I heard
too?
It too, yeah.
No, it just wasn't in my ears.
It wasn't just your ears, though.
That's probably not good.
There it is again.
A couple different things. Lou City back in action. I thought that was just me. Lou City back in action. Hey, Eastern Conference Finals. Every single year, they've been around seven straight years, and they are on the road Saturday night in Tampa Bay. Nice and warm. 7:15 pregame right here on ESPN 680 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app. So we're jacked up for that. How about that? They won in like, what, the 80th minute or
on
something
on Saturday?
Kick,
right?
You're watching it with, oh no, you were at home doing the post game.
I was at home doing the post game. No,
I thought you were watching it with Ence.
No, Ence texted us when they scored.
Did he?
Yes.
I blocked Ence this weekend for a little bit.
Did you give a little timeout?
Yeah,
a little timeout for Ence?
A little bit on Sunday. I blocked everyone but Jack and Pat and Drew.
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In case the station caught on fire.
Yeah.
There you go.
The station caught on fire.
There you go,
which
Jack.
Which after that weekend, Jack, me and you are going to have to do something here. Tomorrow, we need to sit down and listen
to
whatever happened.
Oh, man. I listened to it live.
But I don't know.
I heard it live.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know what made it to our system. In what didn't, right? Or do you think everything made it?
I'm assuming everything made it.
Well,
I have not gone back and listened, but I'll put it this way, because we did not end up podcasting anything for it. But I did go back and put the full Satterfield presser in for process to cut this morning. So, and from what I remembered, it seemed like everything did record.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I was kind of hoping you would say nothing recorded.
Then you wouldn't have to listen to it again.
I'm trying to decide.
And relive the nightmare.
No, I mean, because I've been in a foul mood about it for like 2 days.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
We all have.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. People need to know what happened.
Yeah,
okay?
Explain. Yeah, yeah,
let
absolutely.
Let me
yeah.
back up. 437-9680, because this is a show that we'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah, no one else
okay?
will,
no,
but we
I
will.
I do want to set the stage, okay?
Okay.
So Friday night went off. Pretty good. Everything was fine on Friday for the most part. And, you know,
a few minor hiccups, but
besides U of L losing, of course,
yeah.
which is which started the weekend.
Which is a disaster, yeah.
Right. And then I'm not blaming it. Well, no, I am going to blame somebody. Hang on. Let me go,
say,
let
like,
me go back a little bit. Well, I mean, we had people that are going to go to games and work long hours. And so we have, I wouldn't even say new people.
Mm-hmm.
We have like, you know, a couple months old, you know,
sure.
people been around or whatever. So we had a complete fiasco
mm-hmm.
and a disaster that we all could see coming probably in the morning, hoping it would pull itself together.
Right, and be able to do enough to,
after the game,
to eke something out
right,
on Saturday afternoon.
To matriculate down the field.
Yes.
We were like,
yes.
our starting quarterback was out, and we were just trying to get competent quarterback play.
Right.
Which
we're just hoping Evan Conley can just hold on to that lead against
there
Evan.
You go.
Just
right.
don't fumble the ball.
Right.
Okay?
Don't throw an interception.
Let Mangus talk. And answer Jimmy's call or Lawrence's call.
Right.
Actually, don't answer Lawrence's call. Whatever you want to play. If you want to do that.
Be the one.
Well, here's the thing. So I'm in a spot to where some of this, I can't do anything to help the situation.
Right.
You understand? I'm helpless.
Yeah.
Helpless.
You're
and,
at home.
And hopeless.
Yeah.
Well, Jack's at the game. All while this is going on, our satellite receivers are dead. While all this is going on, even if some of the stuff I wanted to go to something else, we have Westwood One and ESPN are down at this point.
So there's nothing that could have been done at all.
The option is crap that we put on the air.
Right.
Dead air, which I thought about, Jack, just going dead. Just going in a coffin. And I was going to go in a coffin.
Like Rick Pitino.
Well, I'm Rick Pitino and Process.
And Process, yes.
And then Process. And this is where I'm going to crush Process.
Uh-oh.
What did Process say about the game? The Lamar game.
Oh, he wanted to go. He wanted a ticket.
He demanded the second. And here's what did I say on the air? The day they went to Keeneland, that day they announced
that was it. Yep.
That day they announced it when Brandon Lang and Double D and all his cast
and all the luminaries,
all the cast of characters, they went to Keeneland and Process was there wearing the boots of the old man across the street at Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. The rain boots or whatever. What, yeah.
Across the street from the McAllisters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pippin Mansion they got.
And yes, I have seen Home Alone.
I know
before
you have. I know.
Well, good.
Jack, you look like you have seen Home Alone.
And Home Alone 2.
398 times.
At least.
Just this year. Okay? Process. I assumed he was at the game.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Radio silence from anyone but Jack and Pat's at the game.
Right.
Okay?
So you're like, Process must be there, too.
Because Process made it the biggest deal. I want to go to the game.
He want to be in attendance.
No, he said it really puts, I went to school the same time Lamar did, and it would put a bow on my college career.
Which
and
coming so, from him.
And so I just figured he was going.
Yeah. Yeah, so did everybody.
So I asked him today, knowing the answer, did you go to the game?
Uh-oh.
No. And so that Nick Valvano, his phone died, but he's probably eating burritos anyway.
Exactly. He's eating food.
Process
you know?
Said that Nick had a fading hairline. He also says that they took him out. Did you hear him say that they took you out on a leash so you could pee and poop outside? Yeah, that was an entire segment on the Diener show today.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, Diener has a dog. Well, obviously, it's a dog, Chip.
Chip.
That poops more than any dog ever.
So the dog's just pooping everywhere.
All over Diener's house. Which
he can't like that.
I find a level
of... He poops more than me and my son combined, you know, in this house. We're using more toilet paper on the dog than we are ourselves. And then I find another pile.
Like, there is a small level of satisfaction.
I went downstairs, and then I just discovered a palace of poop downstairs. That's all there was. Poop everywhere.
He can't like that. He can't like
that. Well, no one likes that.
I know, but
who besides maybe some of your knob people? Some of your knobs people that like fetishy things.
I have to wake up and step in it and clean it up
after a nice restful evening.
I just say like Diener specifically seems like a very like, you know.
No, people that don't like Diener want this dog to poop as much as possible.
All over the place.
If they could give it magic dust just to poop for the rest of its life as much as it is, they would do that. So
Process wasn't at the game.
So Process wasn't at the game.
I can't just live in poop for the next, you know, 3 months. 6 months. I don't know what a reasonable time is to expect a dog to be potty trained.
He's got the poop palace. So Process didn't go to the game, so he's supposed to.
No. And so,
he was sleeping all day.
We were dead.
Yeah.
We were dead on, like, people need to know that we were dead on Saturday. We were on the table. I'm going to be graphic for a second.
Getting ready to get an autopsy.
No, we were dead. And you know how they're like packing someone into the freezer and then like the guy's arm moves?
Yeah. They're like, whoa.
That was Jack Grossman bringing us back to life.
His arm moved.
Yes. And thank God, you know, I mean, he saved the day.
Yeah.
And you can't even say thank you to him because he saved the day. Like, what do you say? Hey, thanks for saving the day.
Yeah, thanks for saving
the
station.
What do I give him? Do I give him something? Do I have pizza tomorrow?
Chocolate chip cookies.
I'll make you a chocolate chip cookie.
There you go.
But I don't know when it, you know, Hanukkah comes up. Maybe
my birthday is next week.
There we go.
Your birthday's next week.
Next Tuesday.
Okay, there I got to make a mental note of that. All right, birthday on Tuesday.
I'm sure you're making a mental note.
I am.
That mental note went right out the window there.
No.
A mental note.
Yeah, Jack's birthday next
that
Tuesday.
That doesn't mean anything.
That
your
was
mental.
A lot.
Your
I gave
mental
Mitch
note.
Stuff for his birthday.
That you're, is true. I do remember that.
Yeah.
You got who?
Mitch. I got Mitch birthday gift last year.
Everyone hates Mitch now.
I know. Everyone hates him. Everybody. Except maybe Jack.
Here was the thing. Mitch went back and listened to the Process's picks on Friday that are terrible.
Yes.
And he told me they were terrible. I passed that along to Mitch. And Process goes, I don't care about Mitch.
Oh, wow.
He goes, he's going to die alone in a cardboard box with no arms because they took his arms because of gambling.
The Process is crushing everybody today. Jeez.
So that, I mean, it was everything. If Saturday and Sunday morning, it could not have went worse. It would have been better had we just, LG&E said something happened.
Yeah.
And they said.
Because then you have something to blame it on.
See in 5 hours. Like, right. See in 9 o'clock tonight.
Because there's nothing you could do about that.
It would have been better. It would have been better just staying dead on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like bringing back. I was listening to it live. And
so if we have all this sound, Jack, I mean, there's going to be haymakers.
There's
going to be complete haymakers in there.
Poor Ennis was so frustrated and mad, and he was left on air while airing out the grievances.
We know.
I know. Some of the people might not know, and I'm
thank
listening.
Thank you for telling
it
them.
I had to stop painful. Listening.
Yeah.
I felt sad. Like, I felt, Andy, I took out my earbuds, and I put them in the little AirPod, and I said, I can't do this anymore.
So did I.
And I was like, I was going to text you, but I was like, he's getting a million texts now. I'm going to leave him alone.
Like Ince will text you. Hey, the postgame show's not right.
Yeah. I left you alone. I was like, I can't text Andy. I know how furious he is right now. And I'm wondering, like, what is going to happen? And then, of course, it's Ince texting me, Jack's going to go in and save the day. And I was like
Ince, go bet a loser. Get out of here. Go bet the Cardinals -1.5.
So I was on Bardstown Road. Pulling into my buddy's parking lot to go, that I went to the game with.
Right.
And we were just going to,
hang out.
Hang out, watch some games, whatever.
Yeah.
And I hear it as I'm parking, and I just say, I got to go.
Yeah, you knew. You knew immediately. Yes. You knew immediately what you had to do.
Like, well,
it seriously was some of the saddest radio I've ever heard in my life. And I felt physically ill.
Because
I knew what you were going.
I don't believe you did.
I did.
Feel
I swear. I did.
Ill.
I know. I
that
did.
Was all the beer and bourbon and all you've been having.
I felt. And like I said, Andy, I was like, I can't text him because I knew that you're just drowning in it, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to be another stone dragging you down to the depths. So I was like, I'm just gonna leave him alone.
Yeah.
And that's that. I was like, I'm not gonna bother him.
To use a mafia reference, Nick, I already had
how you doing?
I already had one block of concrete tied to my ankle, and they said, bleep it, just throw another on there. Just throw a second concrete block on his foot, just in case.
As he goes into the Puget Sound, and he keeps going down.
I can't even get into it behind the scenes without being bad. I'm trying to keep it above level.
Sure.
I'm trying to keep it above level and funny.
Right.
And then like 93.9, then we went off the air at noon because the NFL game didn't load. And then we had no idea why. I'm calling. I mean, engineers. You'll love this. The Westwood One, we were supposed to play a game at noon on Saturday. I'm going back and forth. I forget what game it even was. It was Baylor-Oklahoma, which ended up.
Oh, it'd be a good game,
Yeah, but it's whatever. And so I call Westwood One, which is in New York City.
Yeah.
The 1-800 number.
Sure.
And the guy I get is straight up Nicky DeBoot.
Oh!
Hey, what you need? Like, that's how, hey!
Hey, who's this?
That dude, this guy was straight up Nicky DeBoot.
That's awesome.
And then he's like, what do you call letters? And I'm like, W-H-B-E, but he kept interrupting me, so I'm like, W-H-B-B, W-H-B-B.
You're like, no!
Yeah, and no, e. I swear to you, earmuffs, I gotta say it. He goes, oh, W-H-B-B. He keeps saying B-B. It's not B-B, mother bleeper. It's E, like Edgar. I'm trying to think of excellence, of eggs. I'm trying to think of everything that I can say. I don't know why Edgar was the first thing. And he kept saying W-H-B-B.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just melting. He's like, women have big boobs.
Whoa.
And that's what he says. And I go, yes, they do. God bless you, but that's not it.
He said that. Why?
And then ESPN, at some point of our engineer, like, just tells us to unplug stuff. ESPN got unplugged. So it goes to 93.9 dead air at noon.
Dead air at noon.
Nobody has any idea what's going on. And that was my weekend, and here we are.
And now,
I know people don't care, but if you listen to Ennis's post-game show,
you were wondering what was going on.
Here's the way I looked at it. As bad as it was, as bad as the failure was on Saturday, if you hate us or dislike our opinions,
yeah,
know that over the weekend you were made whole. Know that over the weekend you were happy.
Yeah,
know
there's
that
some
over
happiness.
The weekend that Ennis melted. Know that over the weekend Jack Saturday got ruined. No, over the weekend that my weekend got just. That's what you need to know. While Process was sleeping,
right.
And then he went to dinner with mommy for his birthday.
Oh, did he?
I got some. Process is going to be in here on Friday.
Well, Nick mentions that he was hammered during all this.
Well, yeah. I did wake up, and I saw a video of Nick Valvano sitting in hockey. Like, it looked like what hockey guys wear.
Sure, sure.
Eating burritos.
Well, that's great.
No, it's you wouldn't do that.
What, sit in hockey gear and eat burritos?
No, but Nick hasn't moved on from that yet.
Oh, no.
He's like, burritos!
Is that what you were doing?
Like at that point, Jamie is composing like a masterpiece.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be a symphony.
He's a conductor.
There's going to be a
symphony. Yeah, he's a conductor of the symphony.
Like,
yeah.
Mr. Holland's opus.
Yeah. Or he's, like, inventing a new app that's going to, really go off. He's going to be a billionaire, a gazillionaire. He's going to be the next Zuckerberg or the next Jack from Twitter.
So that's
and
it.
Nick's eating burritos and hockey
so
gear.
That's what happened.
Yeah, man. It was...
Texas says play Ennis. Well, we don't have any because I didn't have the heart to listen to it.
Right.
And neither did Jack.
Yeah.
I heard it once. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to it again.
I think we need to.
I think we need to sit around and listen to it.
Yeah. So you know when there's like a bad play, like if you're a football player.
Yeah.
Like Teddy Bridgewater today, Terry Bridgewater did not go for the tackle against the Eagles, and he's being crushed, and he was asked about it today, and he was like, I'm embarrassed by it, and he's like, I'm sick to my stomach over it, and yada, yada.
He had to face the music and own up to it.
They had to put it on the projector there at the facility.
What's better than a Cards Landing? One breakfast burrito? Two breakfast burritos and a Cards Landing.
No one can hear that.
I can barely hear.
It's Nick saying two breakfast burritos.
Going, woo! Oh,
and he says, L's up.
Well, you're right. You had to watch the film.
That's been a rummage doing that. Not one time if I ever saw Nick Valvano throwing L's up.
I don't think I have either. I've seen a lot of people in this building do it.
No one has ever because he's... Not Ted. What do you want from me? So that's the hell.
It was.
If you hate me, Ron's very happy today. Ron, know that over the weekend you were made whole. You've been given the gift of life, the elixir of life by my cruddy weekend.
Yeah.
There you go.
He found the fountain of youth.
You found the fountain of youth.
Yeah, he's now regenerated and he's ready to go.
With Ponce de Leon, the fountain of youth.
Yeah, there you go. Very good,
Jack. Just text a guy that said Mangus Brenneman 18 times. I see your text. It's there. I see it.
Mangus Brenneman. He didn't say anything that bad.
And if he did,
so what? Yeah.
Good. Someone needs ripped, they get ripped.
Yeah.
I don't know what you need to get ripped, you get ripped.
He was ripping.
You rip.
Yeah, he was ripping.
You rip.
Yeah, I can't blame him.
Well, I back the ripping.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I know you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bleep Reed Shepard. Can I say that?
Yeah, okay,
quickly?
So why are you angry at Reed Shepard? Shepard.
What do you mean why? You know why. This kid's not even at his senior year yet.
No, that's true.
He's a junior. We didn't get anything from this.
No build-up.
We need it all next summer.
We didn't get anything.
This was going to be the summer of Shreeble, the summer of Reed.
We didn't get anything.
Yeah.
We got, and really, I don't even blame Reed Shepard. I blame Calipari.
Why? What did Cal do?
Because Cal
he
bent,
offered too soon.
Because he oh, bent yeah. the knee yeah. so fast. He bent
to BBN,
the knee.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He bent the knee.
He did.
BBN cried. And he doesn't care what any of you guys think. Hey, you're in Harlan. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't. Hey, Madisonville. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Hazard.
And he bent the knee. And maybe, I mean, I don't know whether to believe if he likes the kid or not, if he likes the kid to actually play or not. But Cal has now set himself up Are you going to, I mean, is he going to bend the knee when he gets here? Or are you just not going to play him?
Right.
Are you going to bend? I mean, like, what are we going to do
here?
Dante
Allen now.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's going to be Dante Allen times 30.
Oh, it's going to be more than 30.
Times 100,
But now we're going to have to wait a couple years. We're going to have to wait for the year.
Yeah.
And then his true freshman year, I don't know if there'll be an expectation.
There will be.
For him to
of
play.
Of course there will be.
I agree with you. But let's say there's not that much.
Right.
So we got 2 years. And in 2 years, we all might be dead. I didn't get any satisfaction from Reed Sheppard.
No.
You can save that for the mixtape. I didn't get any.
Nothing.
We got a couple COVID shows.
Yeah,
we had
did.
A couple interviews, and that's it.
We had Louisville offering him.
Yeah, Cal bent the knee, and Louisville fans, and there's some that I know, were secretly hoping they would get him.
Oh, but yeah, they were on the radio saying it.
Well, I'm not saying Maybe to Rumby.
No, I know those are callers.
There's people I know that act like that Cal wasn't going to offer, and he would go somewhere else. But think about this. Reed Sheppard, I guess good for him. He's always wanted to play at Kentucky.
Yeah.
He didn't give us the magical summer of taking visits, and it was
the summer of Sheppard.
Well, it was out
Sheppard
there.
Summer.
It was out there so much that he wanted to go to Kentucky, that he was going to go to Kentucky. That's how, obviously, my read of the situation is.
Oh,
pardon
sure.
the pun.
Yeah.
That, I mean, people offered him. Mac offered him. What, Indiana offered him, whatever.
He's
I mean,
got
a bunch of. I mean,
Petito offered him.
He's got Virginia, yeah. Arizona State, Clemson, Louisville. I mean,
but no one really recruited him.
No.
And we never got the, hey, kid likes Tony Bennett.
Right?
We never got the, hey, Cal is loading up with talent now with Orlando Antigua back, and maybe there is a schism. And maybe Cal doesn't offer until 6 months down the road, 3 or 4 months. We got none of that.
Nothing.
We got Cal bending the knee.
Immediately.
We got BBN getting what they want, and we're going to get an announcement, and I don't have time for it.
No.
And it's not going to stir anything within my body.
Now, I think your read on his freshman year is off, and here's
okay.
why. Like, Dante Allen was a four-star, like, you know, in the top 70 or whatever. I mean, I'm looking at 247 right now. Reed Sheppard's a composite five-star, number 22 in the country, and people saying that he's probably going to move up if he has another good year as a junior.
Effect.
Yes, and so he'll no, there will be an expectation that he play right away at Kentucky based on what I'm looking at right now. You could sell maybe if he was a four-star, you know. Lower top, lower 100s or back into the top 100 or whatever. But with him being number 22 in the country and a five star, people are going to want him to play right away. And Cal's going to be, he's going to be stuck. You're right. What's he going to do? Is he going to bend the knee and put Reed Sheppard in? Or is he going to say he's not good enough right now? I tend to think he will say he's not good enough right now. If he isn't, now maybe he's good and he does play him right away. But no, the expectation of him playing his freshman year will 100% be there.
Yeah, but I 100%. Don't care about that. I don't care. I mean, you're right. You're right, but that's so far away at this point.
It is far away.
I don't even know who's going to be on the team, who's not going to be on the team, what conference you're going to be in. If Cal's even going to be around.
If he's going to be there, yeah. I mean, he could win the title and just leave.
Put this up at ESPN 680. If Reed Sheppard stays all 4 years at Kentucky, will John Calipari always be his coach?
That's a good
Texas
question.
Says, what if Reed Sheppard went to Duke? I'd give anything.
He ain't going to Duke.
I would give. Here's the thing. Strebel wouldn't care.
I wouldn't, personally, no.
But BBN would melt.
They would melt down.
And no one would love it more than me.
Yeah, because I'm not a big Reed Sheppard guy. I'm more like, I'm more worried about DJ Wagner than I am about Reed Sheppard. They are going
to
get
him.
He'll
go to Memphis.
They're going to go deep. No,
why
do
you
think,
you know, you saying they're going to get him gives me no confidence.
I know.
You
think they're going to get everybody.
You make so many of these predictions and they never come up right.
I think DJ Wagner's different than your Jalen Durans and your Kofi Coburns.
Texas says Cal was afraid he was going to be a card. No, the opposite. Cal's afraid he's going to be a cat.
Yeah.
No, it's the opposite. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of anything.
No. He's not afraid.
Well,
no.
He's afraid he's going to be a card.
He doesn't respect Louisville. I mean, he doesn't respect Louisville or Chris Mack.
Texas says, do you guys think that Lamar and Bob Satterfield had a good talk?
I saw the post-game locker video.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean,
Lamar
Jackson was in that. He was in that locker room partying and dancing and having a good time.
It's the thing that I said. The only thing I remember on Thursday and Friday
you did
saying,
say this, yeah.
I said, if they blow him out, and it's a big win, and Lamar's in the locker room, and it's a great moment. That's the only way to get a little bit of momentum going.
Yeah,
and they did.
They did it. They
Unlike
did it.
Mark Stoops, who decided to play stall ball for 30 minutes, and thank God they didn't have 10 more minutes, or that quarterback would have burned you again.
Yeah, he was just running all over the field, hitting receivers. It was that one receiver had two catches total coming into the game.
You want to do a dunk tank?
I've been in a dunk tank before.
Outside Cardinal Stadium. You were blank after the game.
I would do that.
You were blank.
It'll
the loser,
be cold, though.
The losers, well, that's the point. The losers in the dunk tank.
Oh, I would
you
do
were
that.
Blank
that'd be
in
fun.
In a dunk tank.
Yeah, I would
How
like to that? Do that. I would do that.
You want to do
be
that?
Fun, yeah.
Done. There's we'll
a,
get it done.
There's a dunk tank out there. I'm sure Diener knows somebody that owns a dunk tank company and could get one of those. Yeah, I'd do that. That'd be funny.
Texas says Dribble won't have anything to worry about since Shepard's going to Louisville. I feel sad for that guy. You wasted a text message.
You did. You wasted data. Yeah. You wasted data.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't waste data or data on something like that.
No, Reed Shepard going to Louisville. Come on. Come on. That was such a sad
what
offer.
What if we had that?
No, it would be great.
A sad offer.
It was a sad
offer.
You got
to do it. But what if I think Virginia was the team.
No, when you're looking at
Virginia or even like a Duke. But if I don't know why I'm doing the stereotyping with white players like Virginia.
In Virginia?
Yeah, well, that's
well, because it says warm on his interest on the college list.
Well, I don't look at that.
I'm just saying.
I don't care about that.
I mean, that means they're a real contender.
Yeah, I don't care. What if he went to Tony Bennett like this year, his senior year, he liked the program. We didn't get any of that.
Nothing. He's just going to commit to Kentucky on Saturday
no one's
and
care.
Be done.
No one's going to care.
No, nationally.
You want to go to the commitment?
No, I got to watch Kentucky, New Mexico State.
No, you don't. I might cancel the post game on Saturday. I mean, you guys really want to do it? Do a Twitter Spaces or something.
I would like to do it.
I mean, Cal's going to win 31-20. I hope New Mexico State wins. By the way, I told you to take a Vanderbilt plus a number. I told
you.
You
did. Yeah, you were right.
VSM.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt Sports Network.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. They
oh, it's VSR. Vanderbilt VSR, Sports,
Sports
Radio.
Radio. Yeah,
sorry.
VSR.
Vandy Sports Radio.
There were, you know, again, you had, I mean, you had Mark Stoops lecturing people about the season. Now you've got. Well, even before Mark Stoops started lecturing, you had other media entities lecturing. Well, Matt Jones, you know, tweeting out, telling people not to be angry about that. And I'm like, no, dude, read the room.
Let's get to this after the break.
Okay, I'm ready.
Will Strebel stand up to media elitists in BBN? Find out next. All right, guys, let me tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. It is cold, cold, cold outside. You pop on that heat, something's not working right, you know who to call. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221. And online right now, bjheatcool.com. They're not only on for those emergencies 24/7, 365, but they are your spot. If you need a full system replacement, they'll give you that upfront pricing, those free estimates, whether this be for your home or your business. And better yet, if it's cold in your home and you have that one pesky room that's difficult to heat up in the winter, you want to use the room, but you don't want to rework your entire ductwork system, they got you covered with those Bryant mini splits, a quiet and efficient way to do just that. Plus, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
And James Strebel.
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice, solid base.
Your voice got so high there. You got nervous.
A little bit.
I got a base. Your voice is fine, but for right, you got
great
so
voice.
Nervous. There's your girl,
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I was going to get on Instagram and show Strebel some things, and the first thing I see is Big Easy's bronze star on Peloton.
Oh, he got a bronze star. How about that, Easy? Right, yeah, we got a bronze star.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Here's a little third place trophy with
Jeff Wall's that happy.
You know, fat guys over 35. I don't know.
My instructor called me out, said, way to go, Zach, during the ride.
We know why he watches.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. Well, my wife's on her bike,
Okay.
I go down and see what she's doing, you know, and I see your big screen. I see, yeah.
Is it a man?
No. It's a lady.
So you go down to watch your wife work out just to watch the woman?
No, I don't.
While you're doing what? Pumping Busch Light?
Yeah, exactly. She texted me the other day, and she's like, come see the bike. And I went down there, and she's riding on it. I was like, no, how about that?
There you go.
Like, you should get on it, too. And I was like, meh. Meh. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe one day.
Why would she even say that to you?
I don't know.
I mean, no offense, but I mean, you know that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. I was like, my legs are tired, honey. I can't get on.
Your legs are tired.
My legs are tired. Yeah, I don't know if I get on that bike.
Your legs were tired.
Yeah, they were.
That's what you say to her? Your legs are tired?
My legs are too tired.
One of the biggest and baddest lies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find all these things from the weekend.
Oh, yeah, this big the big electronic music festival.
Do you know what this is, Jack? It's EDM Fest. Have you ever heard of this?
I have. Vaguely heard of it.
That's who we need to send to that.
Didn't they have one in Vegas?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I'd never heard of it before, and it's just like all these electronic music people and IG models.
Can you find old stories? I'm asking because I don't know. Can you find old stories on Instagram? Because
I don't know.
It was quite a weekend.
So it was all these IG models are out there. They're doing their thing.
They're doing their thing.
Wearing the one you showed me earlier was wearing like a dominatrix
I was
stuff
trying
type,
to find this,
type
yeah.
of deal. And she had a crescent moon painted on her forehead.
A crescent moon painted
on her forehead, and I was like, huh, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it means something. I was confused about it. If I was in a place like that, like, I would just stick out like a sore thumb. Like, there's no
everyone, you have to veto
well,
there
just no, because
no, there was no pressure being put on you at all.
I was just thinking of being there and how awkward
yeah, I've been
and
thinking
and
all weekend
awful
especially
it would
when
be.
The radio station burned to the ground this
like,
weekend.
You know what, I'm just gonna
I would love to be at the EDM Fest.
I'm gonna hop on a plane to Orlando. The station's in trouble.
Here's just one that I could find.
Okay. Well, that looks like fun. I mean, it's, you know, ladies having a good time. It's warm in Orlando. You don't have to wear that much clothes. You just go and wear bikinis all the time.
Texas says, congrats to Big Easy. Way to work towards your goals instead of taking the easy way out.
Oh, it's a lap band joke. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Thank you very much. Let's see your body. Yeah. Let's see what you look like. Yeah. Do you working hard on the workout equipment
there,
Texter? You working hard? Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you go to Planet Fitness, and after you get your autograph from Lee Cunningham, you go in there and you work out some. I don't know. But maybe you don't. Maybe you're fat, too. I don't know.
Jack gave a wry smile when I said that. He was looking down, probably looking at IndianaPete.com message board.
I was actually on Instagram.
Were you? Or were you looking for these EDM pictures?
That's exactly what I was doing.
Oh, there you go. Jack was trying to find some, too. I mean, I don't even... I'm sure they get on the end. Wow, a devil. No, a cat. No. Devil cat. Devil cat.
That's the name of the hour. Devil cat.
I was
devil cat.
She had
a whip.
I mean, she had like a red whip, and she had some hearts in interesting places. So yeah, I could not exist in there. I couldn't, man. It'd be so bad.
Who said nah? Who said nah?
I don't know.
By the way, Ence is that noise I don't ever need to hear again.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was exasperated.
Texas says Jack will never get on the Peloton either. His back hurts from carrying the show.
There you go, Jack.
That is not the reason why I've never been on a Peloton.
Have you never been on a Peloton?
I've never been on a Peloton.
Texas says, in my mind, I always see Strebel with a 4 out of a 6-pack in his hands.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Not this weekend was, I had a lot this weekend.
Blank, Texas says, Blank and Baker with a haymaker tweed. Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, what's he got?
I saw it. Let me tell you something. God bless these people that have this energy their age to do this.
All right, so what did he...
You ready for this?
Yeah, what did he tweet?
So if you don't know, there is a... It's not even a rumor. It's just brought up. Satterfield The Duke job's going to be open.
No, Andy.
No, listen, and I'm not doing it. I'm only doing this to have
for
fun.
Comedy purposes.
For comedy purposes. Yeah. We're not having a conversation.
About what a sat leave for Duke.
And so people are like, the program would fit him better there. He could build it. It's his home.
Yeah.
And again, none of these things. I don't care about the state of North Carolina. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Doesn't move the needle.
I like the beer that they have there at some of the places.
Sure.
But that's it.
Sure, Raleigh's a nice town.
I do not care about their majestic state.
Yeah.
I'm not bending over backwards to be
in the mountains and the mist.
To be in the mountains and the mist.
Right.
And so I think it was Blank that asked him about Duke, and Satterfield gave a great answer because he's in a great mood because he just won. People like him finally.
Yeah.
And he's going to win on Saturday. And then, hey, it's 60 minutes. You beat Kentucky, and we got some stuff going.
All of a sudden, looking pretty good.
So Sat's in good mood. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's like, I grew up going to Duke games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like,
that's a haymaker.
I go to Duke games, you know, when I was
cheered for the Blue Devils, you know?
Well, they even say that. Jack, do we have the sound of him saying that? I don't know. Where's my sound sheet? I got so much stuff here.
Man, that's a two-pager.
It's a two-pager.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't think he talks about that in particular.
Okay.
But anyway, so he talks about, you know, about Duke, how they're, you know, they're better at home and how he grew up 5 minutes from the football stadium. And as a kid, he'd sell programs there and doing.
Oh, a little Satterfield. Yeah. He had a little visor. On,
he had a little bowl cut.
He's selling those programs. How about that?
So anyway, I guess Blank's battling people. Again, this is the part that I've totally missed, where Blank says the following. For those complaining about Satterfield's Duke comments, we all see your silence from 12 to 4 on Saturday. Your timeline is your timeline. #agenda.
Oh, Blankenbaker.
Lacking self-awareness, but yeah.
Yeah.
Blankenhaymaker.
Blankenhaymaker. I like that.
Agenda.
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 Your silence was loud. 12 to 4.
Agenda.
On Saturday. Oh, by the way, that picture of him and Lamar Jackson was awesome.
Yeah.
I know that people think that I would probably crush it. And, you know, say it's sad or whatever.
No, I was happy for Blank.
I was legitimately happy
now,
for Blankenbaker.
But now it's Monday, but now he's battling.
Yeah, now he's back. You know, he had a great weekend. He can't just leave it alone. He had a great weekend. He got to see Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
His beloved Cards and Satterfield crushed Syracuse.
Did he say something to Neely? Do we have any idea? Did any
he was on the field with her.
Did any of the media credential tough guys say anything to her? They're 5 feet away. Anybody?
Yeah.
That's probably not.
Yeah, throwing her under the bus, and she's right there. He goes, hey, thanks. Nobody would have said, how was Friday night for you, Neely?
I wonder if anybody would ask for pictures again.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that there was something that I told you this earlier. Louisville fans were in a tough spot because she was standing next to and hugging up with and sharing a blanket with Lamar Jackson's mother, whom they all love. And then
they got
Neely on one side, you got Lamar's mom on the other side.
Supposedly,
how they feel about that?
She got a little bit of a boo, supposedly.
Oh,
yeah.
Did she?
Don't know that.
The person
that
got
there.
Booed more, though, which I found it funnier, was they in the millions of tribute videos. They had one with like a bunch of his Ravens teammates.
Yeah,
and the people around me especially booed Hollywood Brown.
He's been like a good receiver for them this year.
Sribble doesn't matter.
Hey, it's his fault. It's all his fault. It's his fault. I mean, they booed Hollywood Brown. Why? What do you think Lamar Jackson thinks about? He's probably looking at the egg bums. He's my teammate. Shut up. That's what Lamar Jackson's thinking. He's on the field. He's like, I'm being honored. And they boo my teammate, who's my favorite target, by the way. And he probably had in the back of his mind, he was probably like, I should just leave. Y'all want to boo? You want to boo my guy Hollywood? Bye. He retired his name up there next to Johnny Unitas, and then he should have just gone in his helicopter and flew away.
Oh, man.
I mean, they booed Hollywood.
Your timeline is your timeline.
Your timeline is your timeline. That's right, Mark. Timeline's your timeline. And now Romans love Satterfield again. They forgot about Brom.
Oh,
Brom got that butt whooped.
No, he did. I mean,
it's because Satterfield's out here just working fools.
The Satterfield back and forth has thoroughly worn me out.
It's exhausting.
I don't even know where we are. I guess they like him now.
They like him now.
I don't even know where we are.
Notice how they pivoted. I mean, it was all they didn't
think they do like him.
They did Saturday.
I think some do.
Well, it was funny because it was like shun Satterfield in football. It's basketball and Jared West and all that. And then they lose on Friday, and it was shun the basketball team. And nobody wanted to talk about that game today, Andy. Did you notice that? Nobody wanted to talk about the Furman game. Everyone wanted to talk about Syracuse. Everybody wanted to talk about Syracuse. When they did not want to talk about Louisville football. They only wanted to talk about Louisville basketball for
down.
Weeks. And then Saturday comes or Monday comes along. Nah, don't worry about Friday. Nah, don't worry about it. What happened?
It's a long season.
Nothing happened. Yeah, long season. Syracuse, Satterfield, yeah.
I open this saying, I can't believe there's people that have the energy for this, and you have the energy for it. I always forget that you have the energy for it.
Yeah, I am one of those people, yeah.
I completely zoned out there. I have no idea what you said. I have no idea.
I'm just saying how Louisville fans have now shunned the basketball team in favor of the football team when it was the opposite, like literally a week ago.
Texas says it was a stretch of booing of Hollywood.
Jack was there. I don't know.
Then the other text, 100% there was booing of Hollywood. There you go.
That was a stretch, though. Yeah, they booed him. They booed him.
Texas says, does Blank use the picture of him and his wife or him and Lamar as his lock screen? What's your lock screen?
My kids.
Is it really?
Yeah, my kids.
All three of them or just
Kellen.
Two of them?
All three of them.
Just Kellen?
Yeah.
And then, that looks like and one kid. Is
no,
it three kids
three of
or
them.
One?
Ellie's in the middle, and then her brothers are...
I only see one kid.
When are you getting the pictures back that you guys took like 3 weeks ago? What are we doing here?
Oh, she said she's really backed up, so it'll be...
Not, backed up doing what? You're printing off photos. What do you mean it's Photoshop?
I don't know.
How long does this take? You guys were in a pasture, and you cropped the photo, you hit save, you print it out, you give it to the Streeble.
I don't know.
What takes hours?
She says she's backed up. She has a lot of clients. She's working
Lord
through her clients. Yeah, she's
You're being
busy.
Hustled. You're being
it's
hustled.
A busy time of
Did
year.
You pay? Ethan Moore family jumped you in line.
Did you already pay?
Yeah, we paid. You got to pay for the time of the pictures actually being taken. Then you buy the pictures later.
No, you do it. You do half now,
you have to pay
half
twice?
Up front.
No, you got to pay for her time for the photographer to take the pictures. Then you buy the pictures.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
Yeah, because you got to pay
you
for the hour.
Like the entire thing.
No.
Hey, you're never getting pictures.
No. See, you pay for the hour, and then you pick out the ones you want and the size that you want them, and then you pay for them later. Yeah. Yeah. So we paid her for her time. We haven't paid for the pictures yet, no.
Texas says, Dribble doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't know what Sagarin was.
Don't know what I'm talking about. With what?
Texas says, Dribble, you're not the only one who can deflect. I just don't know if Blank's allowed to say hashtag agenda there.
Yeah, well, that's tough, yeah.
It's just his agenda working against their agenda.
Yeah, he has an agenda.
It's the two agendas battling each other out.
What if he admits that he has an agenda?
Why, he does.
He does. He wants Satterfield to win and be there. He loves Satterfield.
Yes,
he loves
he does.
Satterfield. He loves Gunter Brewer. He's starting to like Brian Brown a little more.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah. He's
Scott Satterfield's out here just working for
Frederick Scott Satterfield. He's out there doing the thing. And so Blank has his agenda, which is cover for Satterfield, battle for Louisville football, and the other agenda is we're not sold on Satterfield being a good coach. Maybe it's time for him to leave.
Let's go ahead, Jack, before we go to break here. Let's play a couple different pieces of sound. Let's play something sad from Furman.
Oh, good.
Just
I haven't heard any of this yet. I haven't heard any sad Furman sound yet. I'm looking forward to
that. You didn't hear any of the post-game show?
No.
I thought you would have been listening, re-listened to that and the entire thing.
No, I was feeling good Friday night. I didn't listen to the post game show.
Did you get
yet,
the quickies
so.
Up by the way on Saturday morning?
Yeah,
I never checked.
They're there.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah, they were there.
All right, there
absolutely.
We go.
Yep, yep. They were there.
You
Saturday
named
morning.
Them the quickies.
I did name them the quickies,
wow.
And then it was
it got
altered.
Taken
it
down.
It got edited.
Oh, you got
back to headlines.
Pants,
I didn't
man.
Do it. It wasn't me.
Let's see a blue.
I put quickies.
Stop acting like journalists. Put funny stuff up on your website.
We like comedy.
No, you don't. Stop it.
Kentucky fans.
Stop it. Stop putting a link to 24/7 up. Do something funny.
Nothing's funny on blogs anymore.
Oh, my
God. All the blogs are serious.
Well, you were in a round of shots last night, probably, weren't you?
No. We went out to dinner. We had some bourbon.
What did Kevin Hale say?
I don't know. I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm feeling...
He didn't text you back, did he?
No, he did. Yeah, they all were texting me.
What did he tell you then?
It was just like, oh, have fun. And that's all it was.
They didn't text you back, did
they? Too. Max Godby and Justin Jeffries and Kevin Hale all texted me back. They're like, have fun.
Texas says, Strieble's so right about 680 ignoring the Furman loss. They just whistled and walked on by the massive resume loss. Strieble should crush Diener. cool. Let's go. You want whatever you want to do.
No, I'm not crushing anyone in particular. I'm just, again,
good
I'm
timing
not.
For the U of L basketball team. Losing on
yes,
Friday
it
night.
It was good timing.
Having a great day on Saturday. And, you know, people blowing off steam on Sunday. And now it's Monday and you play now.
And you move on. And you
play tonight.
Exactly,
you win tonight. And no, you don't catch the only person that caught death. Was Taylor Lynch. Taylor Lynch
he was,
the
soldier
the guy.
That had to take
he was
it.
The soldier that took it while yeah. while everyone else just moved along and loved on Lamar and loved on Satterfield.
Alrighty, yeah. So I have been sent something by our guy Patty Ice.
Okay.
That is very timely at the moment.
Okay, oh. What does it say?
It is labeled, it's a sound clip labeled as Blank's message to fans with an agenda.
Oh, yes, Andy.
Well, let's tease that to 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
right, let's do Furman sound now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do one or two pieces
okay.
of Furman sound.
I'm all tingly.
What? How can he?
I love this. Andy.
We got BBN battling Matt Bangs.
Yeah.
Okay. And Stribble, you don't have the guts to battle Matt Bangs, and I understand it. We'll get to that.
Okay.
You have BBN battling, and now you got Blank. Battling message board guys?
Is yeah,
that
the forums.
Is that the forums? Is that kind of what's going on here? I mean, Blank, the forums?
And the Twitter people.
Okay. All right. What do we have from the from Taylor Lynch and callers and everything else? What was good over the weekend? Let's play a couple of these because I don't want to play them all at 5:50. That's what I'm trying to do here, Jack.
I'm tired of hearing about Mac not being there. This is still his program. And, yeah, he may know when to call a timeout. But you know who was there tonight? The New Zealand dude who brought in this great offense. We had 8 fast break points tonight. 8 fast break points with this new gimmicky offense from New Zealand that nobody ever had heard. Nobody else was knocking on the dude's door. And we still can't get up and down the floor. We lost to Furman.
Man, I saw McMaines out there like trying to like call plays and stuff.
And you hope that you don't have guys taking threes, Jalen. That shouldn't be taking threes. If he wants to jack, you know, 2 or 3 up during a game, I'm cool with that. But it's the shooting 7.
I agree.
That's a problem. And it doesn't help your team if your big guy is doing stuff like that. It was just...
Oh, Taylor.
It made you just want to pull your hair out. And I feel like I'm just sighing and I'm mad because I am mad. You know, I feel with you guys. This is not what you want to see from Louisville basketball. Louisville basketball doesn't lose February non-conference games to teams like Furman.
Oh. And Taylor Lynch, like, doesn't
even... Welcome in to the Miller Lite Louisville basketball postgame show.
He wanted to talk Satterfield. He didn't want to talk.
Yeah. Today sucks, guys, because... You get the women losing, then you've got this game that. Here.
Oh, what a sad man.
He was sad. He likes,
he's a sad man.
He's one of those Louisville fans that like football better than basketball. Like, he's battled Jack before about talking basketball versus football, and he had to go and do that.
Did Samuel Williamson even play tonight? I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I think we had the exact same number of rebounds, the exact same number of assists, and he only outscored me by 2 points. So I think that's an issue that really needs to be addressed.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes, I'm
50
sure.
Years old.
I'm sure being out-rebounded by Furman is going to be addressed.
Give us a chance. You knew you were coming in, playing a bunch of guys that could do nothing but shoot the ball. So put your best three-point shooters out there. Put your best shooters in general. Guard them out. Push
All
them
right,
out.
Chris, we're going to have to cut
the
you
other
off,
thing
buddy,
is that's who
coach.
Was playing. That's who was playing. So why
Make
are we
some
not
plays
driving
there towards the end of the game? You know, they're able to put
That's
it to overtime.
That's the way you got to do
you
it.
You start playing Pegues.
You got to play Pegues.
You got to play him when he's on.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. After the break, Blank has a message to Louisville fans. Find out what it is next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.